bed again. I asked him to go down. I said, I couldn't do it. So then I had to go to Mother Benigna, and I got up. I said, Mother Benigna, I'm sorry, but I cannot. That's just keeping me running too much. And I said, I just can't do it. She said, I said, I'll give you something to do. So she gave me a job sitting in the high school cafeteria. And then I was sewing a lot, sewing, had to make white habits and things like that. And then I did go out with the boys' campus at noontime or pre-day. I had to go out to campus, but I was sitting on the bench even over the day. I couldn't stand too long enough, that's why I came home. And my hips and things, you know, I just couldn't take it anymore. So I said, for fighting, I correct the kids from the bench. And I said, you know, what you do? So I could get some filled on the bench. And then I stayed in the study period, and I did a lot of sewing, and I did a lot of sewing for the chapel. I had a complete layout for the chapel. All of the linens, alves, surplus, finger top, everything, complete. They were out of everything, and I sewed all that, and made the X crosses on and everything. Then I made the white habits, too. And then, of course, I was in this accident, and I was in the hospital almost 3 years. And then I came home again.
You were at St. Joseph's Hospital?
Yes. Well, no, the accident happened in Johnstown. And I was in Mercy Hospital there for 21 days, maybe a little over. And then I came back here. I mean, back at St. Carson's, they were sent for me in the ambulance to be there. And then I was at St. Joseph's Hospital almost 2 years. And I came home in the meantime, and something, I was too much on my feet, and something happened to my feet, legs, and something happened, and I couldn't walk anymore. And then I had to go back again. And that was another year.
And you mean you were in the hospital?
Yeah. And then finally I came home then. And I sewed a great deal for the infirmary, and I was in the infirmary for quite a while, but then I wasn't patient. I helped all the others. When the nurse went off the floor, I kept the floor. I really was helping the nurses. And I was going to the patients. I was doing a lot of things. And used to go out a great deal to the car, in the car, you know, at 660. Then I went to Florida for a couple of months because of Dorothea, and had to come home, and Sister Lucy and Helen and all her people there, and I kept company with them. And I was teaching school side from March to April, and then I came home. Well, anyway, then I was still up in the infirmary and back up again. And then we needed the room, and Sister Cornelia said, I'm going to get out of my room. I said, you're not going to get my dad's room. I'm going to get out of there. I'm going to go to the watch out in the second floor. And I watched the sisters down there, and we sleep the door. Something was the wall, the hole.
This is the second part of the climate?
Yeah. And we used to fall out of bed, or bed on the floor or something, and I would take the fingers in my hand and come down and pick them up. I used to watch them down there. But I used to see them, the four sisters on the third floor down there. I called the nurse and they were down there. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I had to help them. We have 30-some sisters here, constantly.
Where did you learn to cut hair?
Evansburg. I cut all the children's hair from this one down. Everybody's sisters and everybody's hair I cut. Yeah, I was a good hair cutter. Yeah, I used to take the, when I was in Evansburg, I used to take the clippers to the, orchard and the apple orchard when the apples were ripe and go out there and used to cut hair out there and the church every tree. And then Sister Jerome one time said to me, the fat Davidsburg, said, the next time you go up to the spring, crack it, you have to go through the woods, go to the spring, take me along, I would like to see the spring. They used to, when the mother house was there, they used to go over there. we're going over to the spring, you want to come along? She said, yes, I think I have time. And we went at the time that she was able to go. And a big storm came up, and oh, we hurried home. I had two kids. Sister Jerome had one kid, Sister Fiona Marie had one kid, and we, the smaller ones, and the other smaller ones, I had the bigger ones hold both their hands, and we ran home. We were going to stop at hotels there. We were afraid we wouldn't get home. And big golf balls came down. And ruined everybody's roof, and it broke in the, we had a skylight in the cloister, up in the cloister, and that broke in, and Sister Stella Marie was there, and she was scared. She locked us up in the bathroom. Scared the world would go under. And we just got home in time, and the windows broke, the ice, and we had to hurry up until it's all the windows. They still broke because the ice hit it, cracked them in, and the dormitory windows, people ran all over the place to close windows, and it was a big storm. So anyway, going back to the my history of the sisterhood. Well, I was.
You were at St. Richard's, was there
anything? I went to Speckway. I was there 1 or 2 years, I forget. And then I was sent to Evansburg from there. And then from Evansburg, I went to Dunbar. I was there 2 years with Sister Electa. She was superior. I was there 2 years. And then from Dunbar, I believe I went to St. Richard for 4 years. But in summertime, I went to Uniontown for summer. I went to St. Charles. I went to different places. Yeah. And I went to different places during the summertime. But then, that's out of my line. But anyway, I went to St. Richard. That was 4 years at St. Richard's. And I was kind of lonely there because the community room was upstairs. And I always wanted somebody, not to have Sister Brad. And we, Sister Dolores, I said, if somebody doesn't read lecture to me, it's your fault because I'm not going to read lecture for myself. And so she used to send somebody down to read lecture. At the same time, they had lecture upstairs. And I was getting tougher with it at that time. And my Sister Brad was still a teacher. She's dead now. Josie, I forget her name, but anyway, she used to come home and go to bed right away. And they used to run, and I didn't know it, and they used to run around afterwards to get a tray ready. I said, you tell me when you go to bed and I can get the tray ready while I get supper. I said, no extra bother. I said, we want to sit down and all once again one time. And it was so easy to do that. Get the tray ready while I was getting supper. Not going around afterwards. It was so unthoughtful. And I wanted to make it easy for everybody. So I was there. Was it 2 years or 4 years?
I think it was about Bishop Kinnear.
Bishop Kinnear was real good and nice. And he had different pastors. First, Father Ryan was there. And any time Father Kinnear, his housekeeper had to go to hospital or had they kept there in the hospital, I was his housekeeper too.
Bishop Kinnear's or Father
Ryan's? Mm-hmm. Both of them were there. But Father Ryan was off duty, he was in bed all the time. So. And we put his chair ready, but I didn't go to his icebox to get the food apart from our place. And Sister Lucy and them used to take it over and get Father Kinnear his and got the chair ready and Father Kinnear would take it up to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. That's how we used to do it.
Did you have white children in the school or black children?
Both times. In Edinburgh too, we had both times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the Hill District was like when you were
where?
The Hill District up at St. Richard's.
Well, it was a nice district. The colored people were very nice, and Bishop and the colored people loved Bishop Kinnear and loved the sisters very much, because the high school kids used to run through our property, and Sister Anne one time went out and she said, why did you be on the elevator shorter than running through the region? They said, oh, we want to see the river, and we want to say hi, river. He used to say the office, out the door, walk up and down. And he used to always have a little colored kid as a shadow. He used to walk with him up and down, saying his office. And that little kid was partisan, and they wanted to become Catholics. And they were making a high rise there, and he wanted the colored people to get in on a high rise because the good colored people, they were very good, you know. And the kids were in the school there. But that kid really was spoiled, and it was a preschool age. And when he went to school, he sure was spoiled, like being going out. But I was there, and Bishop Kinnear, I still write to him, he's going to say my funeral mass.
Wow.
It's on file. He's going to say my funeral mass. And here I was in Ohio this year, and he's related to her from Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I wrote to him and told him, he said, oh, they're really small. He wasn't told me that. So I was 2 years there. It was 2 or 4 years there, I forget. And then I went to a couple of months from there. I was sick. I was overdone. I was sick again. And I went to Annunciation, and they thought we were going to get something wonderful. Well, and Marie Truce was there, and she had charge of the dining room, and she helped me a lot. You know how she would.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was a darling. She still is. So anyhow, she, and I was sick again, and I couldn't make it, so I had my opening.
Was your sickness just from your accident, or was it
No, it was overdone. I just couldn't. I just couldn't be on my feet very much anymore. At St. Richard's, really, we had to do the board, children's surpluses, and we had to do everything. And Sister, if it wasn't for Sister Hill, we helped me a lot out there. I would have never. And they expected me more and more and more of me. I don't know, and I just couldn't reach it. I never sat down for prayers. I went in and said, dear Lord, I make my meditation working. And I did. And they were lecturing me downstairs. But then I said I never would make a cloistered nun, because as soon as I came into the kitchen, I pulled up the inside windows, but strong windows in. I had to see the kids outside running around and see people walking.
Mm-hmm.
I would never be a person. Mm-hmm. I really didn't.
What are some of the things that have been your activities now since you've been in bed?
My activities, well, I was on the switchboard from 1959. I wasn't on much that time, just an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the knowledge that they're still here, they took from when they served the children. When they went in primary to serve trays and things like that, they went from that time. They came to the switchboard and when the class was over, in the same way in the evening. But then now, then Mrs. Clark was sick, you know, then I was on the steady. And then when the young sisters left, I was on the steady. And then Sister Jochum was supposed to help me out, and she was always away. And it wasn't for me, Reed Baker, I wouldn't have anybody at noontime. And sometimes I even stayed on till 9 o'clock and nobody cared. 9 o'clock at night. Not too often, but sometimes. And I should have left, although I didn't. And then Sister when Cirilla came, she was supposed to help me for it. I'd rather do it myself than have her. She made me so nervous. Oh, she was never on me. She was on, she wanted to stay on, and then she wouldn't let me and make my turn. I just wouldn't work with her. I just could not work with her. And she would never come in if her time was. I used to go upstairs and get her. And moved back to Happy Meadow. Yes, you have that. No problem. But Sister Jo from used to always say, now, she said, I was home from 12 to 3. I said, oh, no. I said, you were on from 12 to 2. Then you were home.
I was on start making the baby sets and shawls and things. And you're doing it all the time.
And it fell on switchboard. I wanted the sister, sister Valley Nevins, but we did a lot of fence work. Sister Bruce and I were pushing a lot. We made tape, we made bedspreads. She and I pushed it together and put the patches together, and the first one put them together. The bishop got one and the doctor got one. For children was and then when I came here, and then Sister Mary Lewis or whoever it was let us pick out in the book for ourselves a scarf or whatever we want our clothes. In those days we used to get a dollar to spend. We went to into Johnstown and bought something with a dollar, and then the stores, you know, turned for into Santa Claus. So anyway, when I came here, I didn't crochet while I was in infirmary. I started crochet when, yes, I did. Because Sister, I made things when Sister would help me. What's her name? Help. Ellard, when she was down here, I'd give her little things. It wasn't very much. Then my sister, Bernice had it. I used to ask her for yarn. She would never get it for me. So I got spending yarn, and I got yarn. Then I sold it. I said, got more money, more yarn. A baby said, more yarn. Then I had about a dozen baby sets to give to the house festival. Do that. Because Bernice was too slow, and I couldn't do anything in the last minute. Make 1 or 2 cents. I wanted to make more than 1 or 2 cents. That's how it started, and all during my sitting down there in this birthroom, I crocheted all and I enjoyed it. I kept the headpiece on my head, and I didn't have to lay it down all the time. I kept on crocheting away, and I crocheted all the time. That was my busy thing. And on Sundays, I used to write letters. That's how I got my letters written. And I was on ever since the 1959 until I took sick and went over to the hospital. Then I didn't go back. I didn't go back from there and meet some friends.
About how long ago was that? Did you stop being in the situation?
In February last year. This year. I went to the hospital.
From 59 to 81?
Yeah. But that wasn't constantly on.
Yeah.
Well,
you've seen a lot of changes in the community in these years since you started to work for us.
When we had that meeting the other day, down there on Saturday, I said, we have changed a lot. I said, in the beginning of our history of the community, the lay sisters used to be, they weren't allowed to join with the other sisters at all. They were all put themselves, they were secondary. They were never with them. And I said, the habit and everything. And I said, and then the knowledge were secondary. We weren't allowed to go with them. The professors weren't allowed to go with them. I says, we're all one, we're adults. I says, now we're all one, thank God for that.
That's the biggest change you've seen?
That's the biggest change I think I know. That we have to use our own common sense to judge ourselves what we can do and we can't do, what we can't do, say so. Because we realize say that in the community too, if we're not able. But more so now. But we can say things now that we could never say before because we were afraid to say it. All communities were like that. Yeah, we weren't the only ones. And the ones when everybody, all communities had their change, a big change came over everyone. And I think that people were. Was shocked, like the rest we didn't change that away for shop too, and we got that off. And the people still have the habit of it. People still have the habit. Now, last night we went to see Sister Papers, and we stopped on their friendly place. We went inside the evening, spring concert, and we sat there and greeted us, Pascal and I. And there was a sister sitting in there. Black, and she had a shawl tied real tight on around here, and her little bit of white hair showing here. And she had her dinner there, and then she had big high ice cream in the glass. And she was eating there. And somebody must have known her, or something like that. But she had a back to the
door.
But then, anyhow, we had the ice cream, and she said that. She always used to treat us, and then went out. She used to treat us.
Are there changes in the community that you've seen that you don't think are good?
I think all of it is good because it's coming more to a life. First, we had to be told everything. Like if we were little kids. And now we are more adults. We choose our work, although sometimes you are obedient. And like the saying goes, every effort is its good reward. My quotation. If you have an effort for the good, it's a reward. And I think, I don't think there's anything, of course you can't satisfy with everyone is a different type of person. You can't satisfy everyone. Not like, I like to hear Grace Marie sing, a lot of them don't, some of these older sisters. Always say it, screaming it, this and that. But I never say a word. And I always praise her when I see her, and I say, honey, you did really well. I like her sister. I said, this is just something I did, and I said, this is just something I did. I said, I was never educated. This is my, when I tell the youngsters when you go to the bishop house, I said, give them two words, respect and attitude. And I said, I never was educated, but I said, I'm going to love them because the community has to go on. And I said, somebody, older sisters have to love them. Even if you put your arms around them, they'll love them. And I said, at least I can do that much. That's my teacher.
What are some things that you think have not changed?
What I'd like have not changed.
Some things that you think have been the same since you started with the community, before you were even there.
I wouldn't know, honey, because the dining room and every level we're grouped, and we're still a community, but we're grouped because we understand one another better in grouping. We get one another's ideas, and the grouping is good, I think. But everyone has a different suggestion. I just don't know. I wouldn't know.
Are there other problems? I don't have any more specific things to ask.
Well, Sally, I love because of weather. And I like everyone, and thank for the effort to this time it took to act.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sister Sarah. I need to do a good job.
Well, if I forgot anything, I'll know if I could ask me later.
Right.
Because I might have forgotten things that I.